opinion from both of you that the both are currently Islamic studies and Arab studies?
If you're just going generally, and you're travelling out on your British passport, and people know your movements, then the British government would be under an obligation, if in the event you were detained, for them to secure your release and for arrangements to be made for a British consulate to see you to ensure that you're not tortured or interrogated too harshly. But if you do breach the law of that country, or if information has been provided, there is a possibility that you could be facing charges abroad. But it's a very difficult question to answer, because you need to know a bit more about the person's way of life, thinking. Normally, anybody who is going abroad is basically regarded a bit of a suspect. Hopefully I've answered your question there.